Sunny 99.9, that's One Republic, sharing some secrets to help you fight the battle of the bulge. Although this is a little flaky, this information that we have for you. But we're ready to share right after Michael Jackson.
6:05, 5 minutes after 6, it's Sunny 99.9. MJ on Sunny 99.9, it's a Monday. Good morning, 6:09.
And Billie Jean there with Secrets from One Republic. Just before that, a little secret for you this morning. Some more Sesame Street Live tickets for you to win. We've got a family four-pack that's coming up at 7:40 that you'll have the chance to test your noodle for tickets today. And it's Bill and Melissa helping you fight the battle of the bulge, too. I don't know about you, but, you know, Monday is a bad day to weigh yourself, apparently, because of the pounds that you may have packed on over the weekend. Okay. And I found that to be true myself when I stepped on the scale this morning. Mm-hmm. A couple extra pounds from last week, so I've got a little more work to do. And apparently the size and shape of your cereal can make you eat more cereal for breakfast in the morning. This is really, really kind of strange. Now, of course, you can measure your cereal out in a measuring cup to be sure that you're getting the recommended portion per the box, because, you know, they all tell you how many servings are in a box and whatnot.
Yeah, but who really does it?
Yeah, and you don't have time to do all those calculations or weigh your cereal or things like that. So what the researchers have discovered is that if you have smaller little bits of cereal, you tend to eat more of them because you're packing a whole bunch more into a bowl without, you know, as much air surrounding the little cereal flakes or pieces or bits or oatsies or whatever you call them. But if you've got big flakes, you put fewer of them in the bowl and you end up eating less. So there will be less of you.
That's the study.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so, good luck with that.
Yeah.
I kind of go for a mix myself that has some larger flakes and little bits of oats and various things like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
One of my favorites is one of the local granolas that's made right here in El Paso.
That will
too.
Really fill you up,
too. Mixing that up with your yogurt and you're good to go.
That's a great idea. And it's 6:11. How's traffic?
Well, we're back to it after the week.
John Michael's El Paso traffic.
I Heart Radio.
Sports.
Sunny 99.9, available anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Sunny 99.9.
Fleetwood Mac, hot on the heels of their announcement of a summer tour that's going to include Christine McVie rejoining the group. That's going to be an amazing thing to catch them all on stage. Hope we get the chance. It's about 6:20 here at Sunny 99.9, taking a look at what could be a windy week.
Windy week is right. High 81, same for tomorrow. Overnight lows, in the 50s, and 78 on your Wednesday, a high. It's 53 now at 6:20 at Sunny 99.9. El Paso, Sunny 99.9. It's Bill, Melissa. Good morning, 6:24.
And the Black Eyed Peas there. Tonight ought to be a pretty good night on television, because we're going to find out finally how Ted met his two children's mother.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the big finale of How I Met Your Mother tonight. Allison Hannigan, you know, one of the stars, told Jimmy Kimmel that the finale has a surprise ending, though she didn't give any details about this. She
did say,
I think the writers really wrapped it up in a way the fans wanted it to be wrapped up, and they're going to answer all the million questions that everybody has and more. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people tuning in tonight, no doubt, to How I Met Your Mother for the big finale. And a finale, too, for Chelsea Handler, apparently. She's done with her late night E! Show after 8 years. The comedian's going to exit Chelsea Lately when her contract's up at the end of this year. Her manager, Irving Azoff, tells a Hollywood Reporter, "She hired me to figure out her life after E. We have at least seven suitors and many ideas."
Oh,
yeah, there's a rumor that she's heading to another network for a new late night show. So we'll see what happens.
A lot of those network folks are jumping around these days. Yeah,
they certainly have shuffled the chairs, haven't they?